This is Tim Bryce with my column titled, Tim's Fight with Cancer, Part 4. In Part 1, I discuss learning of my liver cancer and what went through my mind. In Part 2, I describe the first phase of my treatment. In Part 3, I discuss the second round, which was a turning point for me. Now, in Part 4, I want to conclude the series and discuss where I stand and what I've learned. As many of you know, I've been on a roller coaster ride with my liver since last October. Today marks 6 months, which may not sound very long for treating cancer, but it seemed like an eternity to me. I am not fully cured, but I have made remarkable progress. I underwent 2 procedures to kill 2 sizable tumors, then began immunotherapy, representing a monthly drip to cause my immune system to attack the microtumors in the liver. I've taken several such treatments already this year. The fact is, I may never be 100% cured of cancer, but things are shaping up nicely. However, I'll likely have to monitor it for the rest of my life. My last operation was in January, and I've been undergoing the immunotherapy ever since. In late February, I underwent a CAT scan to check on my progress. The doctor's office called and left a voicemail message informing me the results were good, but little else about my condition. I ended up playing phone tag with the doctor, but we never hooked up. I was beginning to worry about this, but assumed if the CAT scan was bad, I would have received an urgent call from the doctor. Fortunately, I was right. Finally, on March 10th, I sat down with the doctor and reviewed the results. First, he claimed I had made great progress, and I am actually getting better, but I still had a way to go on my road to recovery. Think of it this way, Tim, he said. Your liver was in a boxing match and got pretty beat up. It's now on the mend, but it still needs some time to heal before it climbs back into the ring. For all intents and purposes, my 2 tumors are dead, and the immunotherapy has done its job in terms of arresting the microtumors. The CAT scan showed some lesions on the liver from the operations, but the doctors were impressed on how well I responded to the treatment. As I said, I'm certainly not cured, but I've made significant progress, and hopefully later this year I can stop my monthly immunotherapy drip. Although this was all good news, the one tidbit that caught my attention was that I was now allowed an occasional glass of scotch, something I haven't tasted in 6 months. Ooh la la. Because of my condition, this will be my last installment on this subject, unless something earth-shattering occurs. So, what did I learn from this? Am I any wiser? Well, I'd like to believe so. Here's what I learned. Be sure to attend your primary care physician appointments and take pertinent tests. As for me, routine blood tests detected my problem. Fortunately, we caught it early. Next, take nothing for granted. Life is precious, and we should enjoy every day. Make sure your estate paperwork is in order. When was the last time you checked it? In my case, it was 30 years ago. Next, maintain a positive attitude. Now is not the time for depression or resignation. Contact your doctor if you have such negative feelings. I went into this mentally preparing myself like I did when I was a young man playing football, with determination and stug, which, as my old football coach said, that's guts spelled backwards. We use it as a code word. Should also surround yourself with good people who can offer sound advice. I was fortunate to have 2 retired doctors who coached me accordingly. The support from my family and close friends was also invaluable. I was also fortunate to have a good medical team on my side, people I literally trusted with my life. Next, listen to your body and allow it to heal. The 2 procedures I underwent took the wind out of my sails. I would try to do some simple chores, but my body said, no, you're going to sit down and rest. Fortunately, I acquiesced. And prayer works. I experienced an avalanche of messages and emails from people all over the world praying for my recovery. This inspired me greatly. With so many pulling for you, it can motivate just about anyone. However, you must first believe. Actually, I feel rather lucky. Sure, I wish I hadn't gotten sick in the first place, but to turn things around in 6 months is not too bad. In hindsight, having been a full-time caregiver for my wife and mother over 5 years was rather exhausting. When the last one passed, I think my body succumbed to the pressure, and I slept hard afterwards. It was during this time when I believed the cancer took root. The point is, even though I took care of them, I wasn't taking care of myself. As we get older, it's necessary for us to pace ourselves and know our limitations. Finally, God bless all of you fighting this horrible disease and all of you who support them. Friends, keep the faith. This is Tim Bryce in Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.